This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Greeley woman plans to sue two Weld County police departments after she was hit by a train. CPR's Matt Moret reports she was handcuffed inside a squad car.
Yereni Rios Gonzalez left the hospital this weekend after a week-long stay. She was treated for head injuries and a long list of broken bones. A Platteville police officer pulled over Rios Gonzalez for an alleged road rage incident, and she was put in the back of a squad car that was illegally parked on railroad tracks. Within minutes, an oncoming train began blowing its horn. Here's Rios Gonzalez's attorney, Paul Wilkinson.
She saw everything coming. She did try to get the officer's attention, obviously, yelling, screaming. There was enough time to do something about it.
Rios Gonzalez has not been charged with a crime, and neither have the officers who detained her. One is on administrative leave, while multiple agencies investigate. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Colorado's obesity rate is on the rise, just like the entire U.S. That's according to an annual report from the Trust for America's Health. It found 19 states have adult obesity rates above 35%. A decade ago, no state had an adult obesity rate above that. Colorado has among the lowest obesity rates, but, says the group's Dara Lieberman,
Colorado had a slight increase to about 25% of adults having obesity in 2021. So it's a steady increase from a decade ago where their rate was right about 20% of adults.
She says solutions should focus on food insecurity and health disparities. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.